Gospel according to Matthew chapter 16, and I read from verse 13.
Glory to Christ, our Saviour.
When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he warned the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Christ. This is the Gospel of Christ.
Praise to Christ our Lord.
Let us pray. Dear God, in the reading of the scripture, may your word be heard. In the meditations of our hearts, may your word be known. And in the faithfulness of our lives, may your word be shown. We share together in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Who do you say I am? The question posed can sound to us a little like Jesus' mid-year gospel exam, some kind of assessment and evaluation. And at this stage, we are about halfway through Matthew's account of the gospel, so it makes sense that Jesus gathers the guys together and he says, "Okay, let's see what you've learned, if you really understand. So who am I?" Some of the answers that we have heard, we've read, or we may even put forward for ourselves are my personal Lord and Saviour, the Son of God, God incarnate, my everything, brother, friend, homie, rock, comforter, teacher, and the list can go on and on. Each of us must answer it for ourselves. This is not theology or a Bible exam. If anything, it is an examination of our own lives. Jesus, I would think, is asking us more than to parrot back, repeat or remix answers that we've heard. He pushes the disciples to move from what they are hearing around them, the John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets, to hearing and seeing what is within themselves. Maybe we too quickly accept and settle for the Sunday Jesus answers, the easy, feel-good, sentimental ones, the singing for Jesus, Jesus, that Jesus meek and mild. The challenge for us, however, is that life isn't always easy, feel-good, or sentimental. It is not always a song. It's one thing to say that Jesus is here in Plettenberg Bay in the parish of Formosa on a Sunday morning in our relatively safe and comfortable environments. It's a very different thing to say who he is outside of us. The question always has context. So who do we say Jesus is following the brutal death of George Floyd and the increasing racial tensions in our world? Who do we say Jesus is when the fragile homes and lives of people are being bulldozed and destroyed by the authorities? Who do we say Jesus is as we see the devastating social and economic effects of the coronavirus and the subsequent lockdown? Who do we say Jesus is in the midst of gang violence and drug wars? Who do we say Jesus is in the midst of vulnerable people being killed on farms and in our rural areas? Who do we say Jesus is when faithful voice. Who do we say Jesus is when the women of this country continue to be brutalized? Using the context of these few examples, what does it mean to say then, Jesus is my personal Lord and Savior, my example, my brother, and my friend? Who we say Jesus is then has everything to do with who and how we are, will be, and who we may become. Our answers will reveal how we love and what we stand for. This should guide our decisions, and it should determine the actions we take and the words that we speak. This will make known the depths of our commitment to follow Jesus Christ. Our motivation and commitment is then once again challenged as Jesus invites us in Matthew 16, verse 24, take up your cross and follow me. There is no once and for all, final and forever answer. There is no we have arrived. We are always living into the question and into the context. It's not that Jesus changes. We change. Lives change. And so we should constantly be engaged in this question, and in so doing, not only discover Jesus in a whole new way, we discover ourselves. New, different, evolving. And yet, though, through this, we so often discover the disconnect between the Sunday Jesus, about whom we sing and we talk for an hour or so on a Sunday, and the other 167 hours of the week. Our words and our actions simply don't correlate. And this is not a judgment on anyone, but we need to acknowledge just how difficult it is, and it can be, to recognize and love the truth that Jesus Christ is the Christ, the Son of the living God. How often have we fallen into the gap between the my Sunday Jesus kind of answers and the circumstances of life and the complexities of the world that we live in? Maybe our approach has been a little too simplistic, too artificial, and we take the easy way out. Maybe our lives have not reflected what we said or believed who Jesus Christ is. We have kept quiet when we should have spoken up, been passive when we should have taken action. We usually fall into the gap because we prefer just to play it safe. And yet there is nothing safe about the question that Jesus poses to us and to the disciples today. And how can there be? There's nothing safe about Jesus or the life which he calls us to. It is a risk, it is a challenge, and yes, it is a blessing. So how do I begin to reflect the life of Jesus, who I say and believe he is, through how I live my life? We need to stand up, as Jesus did against the oppressive systems that destroy families and communities. We need to speak up and out about the brother, the uncle, the cousin, the friend, causing the destruction in the lives of our young girls and women and their families. We need to rise up and be bold in our stance on corruption in all its forms, as it perpetuates the cycle of poverty and the dehumanization of God's people. We need to be the solution to the socio-economic crisis which has befallen our communities during this lockdown period. Who do you say I am? Let us not simply answer the question this Sunday. Let us go out and begin to live this answer. Live with hope in the midst of despair. Love your neighbor as yourself. Care for the poor, feed the hungry, defend the oppressed, offer forgiveness despite your anger. Pray when you are too busy to pray. Love your enemies despite your fear. Practice generosity in a declining economy. Deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. That's what Jesus calls us to. It's not a question to be figured out. as much as it is a question to be lived out. Amen.